MTD Radio News, I'm Jim Miller. Over the last few years, the state government's earned more money than lawmakers plan to spend on the state budget. This trend of so-called new money is likely going to continue in the upcoming fiscal year, according to budget experts. The state's consensus revenue estimating group says they expect more than $3 billion in new money. That's something lawmakers will take into account when they meet early next year to plan the state budget. New data from U.S. Census Bureau shows which New Mexico county saw decreased poverty. Experts say New Mexico's recurring general fund revenues will be a little over $13 billion for the period of mid-2024 to mid-2025. That means revenue growth still up, but growth is not happening as fast as in recent years, they say. Much of the state's income comes from the oil and gas industry. U.S. Department of Agriculture's Forest Service has rolled out its first statewide recreation pass in New Mexico. Enchantment Pass holders will be able to access more than 30 New Mexico National Forest recreation areas for an annual fee of $40. The pass guarantees unlimited use throughout the operating season of developed day-use standard amenity fee sites located throughout the National Forest and Grasslands of New Mexico. These include the Carson, Gila, Lincoln, and Santa Fe National Forest, plus the Cibola National Forest and National Grasslands. Well, the Hobbs Public Library Board of Directors voting to approve policy changes that will expand access to library materials across the state line. Library Director Nikki Lawless presented the proposal to the board at its regular November meeting, recommending residents of Gaines County, Texas be added to the list of people who could obtain a library card in Hobbs. The idea was based on how libraries in New Mexico are funded, receiving money from individual cities' gross receipt taxes, the portion of state sales tax returned to communities periodically. The changes won't affect just Gaines County residents. Under the previous policy, individuals had to show proof of Lee County residency to obtain a library card. That excluded temporary workers living in hotels and other non-permanent dwellings. And that's what's happening. I'm Jill Miller, MTD Radio News.